Hi students, I am just going to make a few comments on Module 3, Chapter 3 of Mark, before we go on to 4. There's a focus on healing in this chapter. And at the beginning of the writing, when you open the PDF, you'll see a few questions. What have I learned in Chapter 3 as a disciple, and how will I express this as an apostle? I like to think of disciple as when we're learning, and apostle as when we're sharing what we've learned. The other questions are, how has the master trained me in the events observed in this chapter? What happened? What words did he say that stood out to you? What actions? What healings were in this chapter? And finally, what have I learned about healing? So I invite you to download and use the journal that's available that we prepared for you before the introduction. You can print it out or just keep it somewhere on your computer, or you could use your own journal and put these answers in. Think about these things. It'll help you to develop in your discipleship, in your following of the Master's commands, and in your healing work, especially with this chapter 3. You are chosen, you are ordained. You can put your name right in that list of today's chosen ones, disciples. In this chapter, Jesus shows how to protect ourselves from thoughts or people who may seem to be against what we're doing. He had the Pharisees that were watching him in the synagogue, yet he healed the man with a withered hand. He asked really if there was any love there, because he asked if it was all right to heal him on the Sabbath day, and no one said a word. They were all afraid of the authorities, I think. He was not pleased with that. And then he, in his compassion, healed the man anyway. What do we learn about healing there? The omnipotence of God, of spirit, of truth. We learn that there's nothing that's too difficult. A withered hand, immediately it was made whole as he stretched it forth. The man must have been receptive. He certainly was obedient when he was told to stand forth. He came forward even if he was scared. When he was told to stretch his hand out, he moved. He did everything that Jesus said, and he was healed. After this wonderful healing, the Pharisees got together to figure out how to destroy Jesus, how to get rid of him. So we have to know that we have to be protecting ourselves, keeping thoughts of love. It's like a light around you. And knowing that we're doing what Jesus told us to do, that's a protection. Jesus withdrew himself to the sea after this. So he's showing us, you know, if you're in the midst of a lot of opposition or resistance, that withdraw yourself is sometimes the thing to do. We always have to listen to what God is telling us to do, and we are always safe in his care. We're going to go on to chapter 4. There's a lot of parables here, and we're going to take those apart in module 4. So I'm looking forward to getting that up for you next week. Okay.